Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
See. Wow, it's getting into season two, just beginning, and the fun has started again. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I'm Janet Valentine.
And I'm Roger.
I'm Barbie.
And I'm Steve.
Yay! We have the four of us here. Steve, this is your first time with our new format. The way that it rock and rolls. The way that it rock and rolls is we're going to have three segments that are guaranteed on each show. Either the word, the music, and the music can be this song is good or this song should absolutely never be played while you are playing. And you could do a couple of them. And then the third one is, I forget. Oh, sex news. Okay. Yep. Sex news. So, any of you guys want to start out? You want to throw anything out there?
Where do we want to start?
What? I was just let you know, Janet, that Boo came and visited Elle Monday.
I'm so jealous.
Surprised her. He contacted me a couple of weeks ago and said, ask if we're going to be home. I said, yes. He said he had to come back here for training and he wanted to know if we'd get together. I said, sure. So she had got home from work and was in the shower and he got here just as she got out. So I said, told him to go in and surprise her. She about went nuts. So it was a good, they had a good time.
I'm so
jealous. That's fantastic.
Well, and I know Boo is listening, and I know that Boo knows what is the new city that I live in. So, dude, you have got to do some training here, okay? Because I don't care if you wear socks and nothing else. I'm fine with that.
Nobody likes cold feet. That's right. You can wear socks all day. All day.
Well, when I was looking at news,
okay,
I came across this, and I can't believe we didn't start with this. It's kind of old news, but there's some conversation worth having here.
Is this the 900 fucks chick? Is that what you're going to hit me with? The chick that did 900 guys in a day or whatever?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, oh,
no. In 12 hours.
We'll do that next week.
Okay,
because I want to be that.
Landon the nail tech said, I can't believe you guys haven't talked about that yet for news. So we'll hold on to that.
Okay. I mean, I'll find that story and I'll send her an invite and see if she wants to join our podcast. I can't believe we didn't even talk about the Pornhub ban. So just quick recap, tens of millions of Americans are unable to access Pornhub amid a fight over privacy laws. Pornhub's parent company, AYLO, you can say it, has blocked people in 16 states from visiting the adult site due to new age verification laws. States first started introducing this in 2023. And I want to Time out. We're going to have to do an edit. I have to take a precaution here. Just 2 seconds. And Mandingo, please edit this. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay.
He has to shut the door.
Yeah.
I don't even know if this should be edited or not, because you know that he has to shut the door because he doesn't want his kid to hear.
No, obviously the
cock blockers are right there in the kitchen, and
yeah, you can't.
The wife shut one door and it pushed that one open, and I look up and I'm like, "You gotta be fucking kidding!"
I'm recording, right?
While we're recording, you shut that door and it opened that one.
I'll let Mandingo decide if he wants to keep this in or not. How real do we want to keep this podcast? Because I got to realize we got lots of ears around still. You do.
So one thing I can't verify is I want to say when they were first hinting around at this, I want to say North Carolina started the conversation. And almost immediately, I want to say Grindr put out a press release that they had blocked all North Carolina government emails. They had just blocked all of those existing accounts.
Okay.
We'll just let that marinate a second.
That's a good one.
Okay, we'll let that marinate a second. So anyway, the states where Pornhub is blocked are Montana, Idaho, Utah, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Indiana, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Alabama, Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Florida.
Florida? Aw. But not California.
What are this 14 and 15-year-old boys going to do?
I'll tell you what they're going to do. That captures just how utterly ridiculous this is. Is they're going to go to X, formerly Twitter. I guarantee you go onto Twitter and you can type in anything from anal to my stepmom's stuck, okay? And you're going to get the 2 minutes of content you need, or you could just lay there after your 2 minutes and watch it for hours and hours on end. It's unlimited. And that's just one
everywhere.
App, one spot.
Everywhere. Yeah.
But we bought Pornhub. Oh,
I know.
We did.
Have you been to Chatterbait? I mean, come on.
Hello.
Right.
Hello. I mean, we're giving 10-year-old kids their own iPhone.
That's right. There's the problem.
And we blocked Pornhub. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can't find it anywhere else, can you?
You get no credit for that. Anyway.
I'm sorry. I'm so old that I didn't have the internet. We had to fight for our porn. We had to get those old Hustler magazines and Playboy magazines and hide them in
Come
a tree.
On, National Geographic. National Geographic.
Or the
Looking for the natives.
Was it 7mm, 8mm reels?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
Man, how old are you? I don't remember no 7 or 8 millimeter.
Yeah.
Porn. Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine I don't even think we're talking megapixels. We're just talking pixels, micropixels.
Oh. Nobody was even looking at their face, so it didn't matter.
Right.
Here, quick rundown. What was your favorite smut mag?
Hustler.
So I love to read. I loved to read the porn. So
I know. Why did you? That's why I like Hustler.
Tell me, say it. Say it.
For me, it was Playboy, but Playboy had a book form. They had words and then one or two pictures. They had stories, and I liked the stories. And I am the child that figured out that Madame Bovary was in the library and Lady Chatterley's lover was in the library. And I was reading that. And oh my gosh, if my mom and dad would have figured out what was really being in there, oh, those would have been taken away from me. So yeah, we had to fight for our porn.
That's all right.
Steve, what magazines did you have hidden?
I only, Hustler was a good one, but I'm like Janet. I liked Penthouse Forum.
They had a book. They had a little. You could buy the smaller.
Yes, what's the one? Yes, that's them. Right. Oh, that's right. Those were old stories. Yeah.
Right, dog-eared. Oh, that was a happy. Like I was on the corner of the couch making the couch happy. Okay.
those were great, well-written stories, and I'll tell you that largely formed what I thought sex would be in my adult life. And I have yet to find the women that had the level of charisma and just pure sex aura than the way they wrote those stories.
What are your kids in the future, you know, 50 or 100 years from now when they do a podcast, what are they, and maybe it's not a podcast, maybe it's some hologram thing, whatever it is, we don't know what it is, where they're having this discussion, what are they going to go back on and say? Are they going to go, I remember the days when Pornhub was around and then it wasn't? Is that what they're going to say? Or is there, what do kids today say?
I think they're going to be like, to AI, and be like, our great grandparents were on podcasts talking about Penthouse Forums and Cherry and Swank. AI, print me the hottest selling issue of Swank.
That's
good.
Dude, they shaved.
You know, with AI, they're going to be able to build their own woman.
Or their own guy. Or their own hermaphrodite. I want a hermaphrodite. Yeah. I want to play with the tits while I'm sucking the dick.
I have an article pinned we'll come back to in a future episode that talks about sex in the future.
Okay. Right.
So anyway,
there's been some movies where they've talked about what it might be in the future. I have a word if you guys don't have a word.
Bring the word.
I have a couple words. Yes. Go ahead.
Start with yours, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, I have several. I have several, but I'm going to do one just today. Okay. And it is called, and I'm doing this for Barbie because she had something similar happen. Boofing, BOOFING.
Okay, boofing.
I saw that one. I have it on my list, and I cannot remember.
Is that where Boo comes to visit, and I'm in the shower, and I jump out? Right. Oh, boofing.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah. I did ask him if he's going to be around later in a couple weeks, but he said no.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of you, Janet. Right. Boofing is when you or your partner insert drugs into your body through your anus. This could be done with fingers, or your partner can put the drugs on their penis and then have anal sex with you.
Cool.
So in a past episode, Barbie had tried alcohol, if I recall.
Alcohol.
I did.
That's right.
I did.
Right. So I said, well, that's very similar.
One time.
I said, could you imagine? And of course, this, to me, I'm thinking back when we were younger to the cocaine of the 80s. You know, that was the thing. In the 80s, people doing all the cocaine. And could you imagine doing that? Holy moly.
I've heard doing cocaine off the stripper's ass. You know, that's.
Yeah, but put it in your ass. But put it in your ass.
On my bucket list.
Rogers, that's on Rogers' bucket list. Yep, that's there.
You better have some money for that. You better have some money. Tell you,
I'm not doing
a lot of coke off a lot of strippers' asses.
I was thinking of the insertion part.
I did the cake, but I'm not going to do the cocaine.
The splooshy? Was that what that was? Splooshy?
Yeah.
Squashing.
I listened to that. Yeah. I said, oh, my goodness.
And no, I'm not sitting in cake either. So, no.
I mean, don't count it out. What if it's a cake I love, but you don't care for? I mean, let's not count it out.
I don't think there's a cake that neither Barbie or I don't care for.
Yeah, what, even, what if it's just a little bit of cake?
I gotta tell you, if it's fruitcake, I got it. I like fruitcake. I don't think there's a piece of cake, Barbie, right?
No, I draw the line of fruitcake, man. No, that is not cake. That is not cake. I do believe flour needs to be a part of a cake. There is no
the flourless. I love the flourless cakes.
Oh, I do too. You're right. Those chocolate ones. Yeah, that's like eating a brownie.
Yeah.
What if we meet you halfway, Barbie, and just do an old fashioned Jell-O mold?
Oh no, it's gotta be sugar free.
Oh God, here we are.
I'm sorry, the cherry lifesaver. I have PTSD. It still comes back. I'm so the sugar up in there is not fun. Just telling you, it is not your friend.
I will have L bake a chocolate cake.
Okay.
Because we're going to a party in a couple weeks. Look at you.
I'm coming to visit.
Janet's coming to visit, so I will bend her over, smear her ass with chocolate cake.
Oh yes.
And then eat that chocolate cake off and out of her ass.
Yes, I'm fine.
We haven't dove far enough into this conversation about what kind of cake and how chocolate cake might give the wrong visual. I was going with like carrot cake with cream cheese icing.
Oh, because you were all getting into the whole feces thing being close to the color of chocolate and bullshit.
I mean,
is he kink shaming us again?
I'm not kink shaming.
You are totally.
I want the people listening to email me and tell me that when that ass comes off of that cake and you're supposed to make your move, that you're not nut checking for just a second before you dive head first. And you got to remind yourself, no, it's cake.
Barbie, like going
it's your birthday.
Here. We need
it's
a new
your
topic.
Birthday. Go.
Change the topic.
I'm sorry.
All right. That was a good word.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That definitely is. Boofing is a very good word. We'll have to start that dictionary and put it out there on the website and let people comment on what other words they want us to go with. The only other category we got to cover is music. And Steve, you were outed as hating Adele. Okay. So
I love. Oh, not me. I love Adele.
I thought you hated her. I thought you were the one that would come in. There's somebody who said, then I've lost who it is. Yeah, somebody that we had would hate Adele, and they would come running in and yell at me to take it off. So,
not me. No. Okay. No. Okay. Well, it's funny you ask because we have several playlists.
Right.
You know, one called for late night, one for fuck the night away. And so, and I have about 1,000 songs, but one that really trips that I really like is by The Weeknd called Earned It.
It's a good
song. If it's a great song, and the video, of course, I'm an ass guy, so and in the videos those women's asses are just popping, and so but that's a good song. But I have 1,000 of them that I like. But like I said, I also like anything by Pink Floyd or Enigma. That's great.
Enigma. Enigma's really good for
fire. I knew we'd hit Enigma.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
But I'm still old. Teddy Pendergrass, if you have not listened to him, he has a song, Turn Off the Lights, Baby.
I got my nails done today. And so Landon was sitting there and Landon listened to episode one, season two. And they said, who is Teddy Pendergrass? And so I played it. And then they go, oh, that one.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know him, it's worthy of looking him up. He, oh, He's got some great sex
music. I downloaded the other song that you mentioned. What was the other one? It's now in the top 40 right now. It's
The Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims. That was it.
Lose Control.
That's a good one.
Top 40 for, I think they said 38 weeks now. I think he won a Grammy. I should have known that when you mentioned it. Yeah, that's a solid one.
Right. So, next topic. This is new. This topic came from a listener. It came via the masseuse. There is a listener out there that is a masseuse, and one of her clients has asked her to ask this question and let us answer it. Now, that's an awful long way to get to us. That's an awful long way to get to us. So I'm just going to time out here. People, we are available for you to ask these questions, and you don't have to ask your nail technician or your masseuse if they are the ones that are connected to by, 6 degrees of separation or whatever, 5 degrees of separation, if they're connected to the people at Beyond Monogamy podcast, right? Because you can ask these questions. You can make comments. You can put in your music, either song you should hear or a song that should absolutely not be played. You can do all this on our website, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. We have the ability to make anonymous comments, okay? So you can put your anonymous reviews, anonymous comments, and you can put your questions there. And then you can lead this podcast in whatever direction you want to go in. And the question that they brought up, okay, the person is a male, and his wife is no longer able to have sex for medical reasons. And so she has given him the go ahead to get in the lifestyle and basically become, as we all know it, the term blue fish. Now, we call them a blue fish because, let's go back to the vocabulary words from last year, from last season. Blue fish is called blue fish because there are a heck of a lot of single males out there. Okay, so this person would be just another blue fish. There's a lot of blue fish out in the sea. There's a lot of single males that want to play in the lifestyle. So, and that's why the women are called unicorns that are by themselves. The men that are by themselves are blue fish. He has asked the question and he poses it to the group. How does he get in and get invited to these parties and prove to you that he's not going to steal your woman? Or that he's, going to behave. How does he do it?
Hey, this is a great time for a break.
Fellas, are you tired of the same old experience? Need to spice things up? Introducing Dick Dippers, the revolutionary way to bring flavor to your love life.
Oh, baby.
That's right. Just dip it, dunk it, or drizzle it in one of our mouth-watering flavors, like strawberry daiquiri for a tropical twist, piña colada for that classic sweetness, or go all in with hot fudge sundae, because who doesn't love a little extra drizzle with nuts? Made with 100% edible, body-safe ingredients, Dick Dippers are smooth, tasty, and guaranteed to make every moment delicious.
Now that's a treat I can't resist.
So why be boring when you can be dipping? Get Dick Dippers today. Available wherever fine personal products are sold. Not responsible for excessive licking, moaning, or sudden craving for sweets. Use as directed. Satisfaction highly likely.
Now, back to the fun part of the podcast.
Well, that'd be tough. It'd be tough. You almost have to know somebody, really. I mean, unless he would go to some of the more published parties, if that makes sense. But then you're going by yourself, so now you're going to really stand out, or not stand out. You're going to, be up against the wall. Yeah. Nobody pay attention to you.
I think two things. Meet and greets. They have the public meet and greets, usually at bars. But then he needs to take his spouse with him, so they don't think that, he's just blowing smoke that she agrees.
Lying.
That it's a valid deal that he's able to do this, and it's with her permission and her love and support.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. That makes a big difference.
So In briefly talking to Steve this week, earlier this week, I said, well, you know, he just needs to register on C4P and sign up for one of those parties. And Steve informed me C4P is no more. So I did not know that that website shut down. So for all of you people who have been listening and listened to season one that said that I've told you go to C4P, it's not there anymore. So
bitches, what about my lifetime membership?
Yeah, no shit.
Exactly.
So yeah, $100, a zillion years ago.
Woke up one day, and it was gone. He shut it down. It goes back to Roger's deal. They threatened him that they were going to sue him and his company if he did not buy the software for the age verification. And he said he wasn't interested in doing that. He'd been doing it so long, he was tired. He wanted to retire, so he just shut it down. Sadly, he didn't give anybody any notice. A day or two would have been nice because a lot of people had just joined. Yeah. A lot of people lost a lot of contacts. You know, we have a lot of contacts we know, but yet we still have some that we didn't have any other way to contact them other than through C4P.
Be there. Yeah.
You know, I knew this subject would come up, but I didn't think it would take me to it. I mean, I'm near a 10 on this, and I'm going to tell you why. And I had comments about the guy that questioned got posed. I'll come back to that, but you know, I'm just going to say it this way. That motherfucker, you know, one of the biggest things about the lifestyle is the networking.
Right.
I mean, you could have sold this fucking thing.
Yeah.
And he refused to.
Somebody who would have done it.
He was offered.
That's just some selfish, self-centered bullshit.
He was offered to. He had somebody approach him about buying it, and he said no.
Oh,
I there's a.
There's got to be more to the story.
This is so off subject. I'll make it 30 seconds or less. There's a fucker in Oklahoma, I think, and he made leather holsters, and I mean like fancy ones. It doesn't matter. I ordered one, and I'm a big fan of the movie Tombstone. It had a Tombstone reference on it. I couldn't wait for this fucking thing, and this dick, and it was kind of right around COVID, and this dickhead, laid off all his people, shut the doors on the leather shop, and opened a marijuana farm. And I follow him on Twitter or X, and I've seen him post that he was at Disney, and I wanted to drive to Disney, stalk him in the park, follow him into a bathroom, and throat punch him. Barbie, you knew I was going.
That's right.
Anyway, so now there's two people on this list. I could care less about whatever I paid for my lifetime membership. I was kind of joking. Anybody else want to? Janet, did you have anything on C4P?
So we had a lifetime membership, but we weren't using it because, like I said, we've retired. I decided, so after I learned this yesterday from Steve, I went in and SLS is still up, SLS.com. And that was the website that I originally started on when we were swinging. That was the one that's originally where we met Barbie and her husband. They were on SLS. On that one. Okay, so that one's there. Swinglifestyle.com is still on there. Those are both Americans, websites. I just looked to make sure because I don't want to give you all recommendations if it's not still up. SDC, and that's the one. SDC is the one that is international, and that's the one I recommended that Steve join. I just tried to join in to, or look up SDC to make sure it's still on. Yeah, it's there, and they have 40,029 members.
All right. Yeah.
And it says SSD, as in Delta, SDC.com, Swingers Lifestyle Community for Open-Minded Couples and Singles. So my advice to this person would be to go on to create your Bluefish profile on SLS, create your Bluefish profile on Swing Lifestyle, and create one on SDC. Okay. And I think they all have different degrees of when you can pay and when you don't pay. And I don't believe you can get verified until you've paid a little bit of money. On that profile, I would put a description that says you are married, but that your wife no longer can play, and that you have her blessing to play, and that you are looking for other couples to enjoy life with, okay, or enjoy sex. Be real about it and just say,
be real.
I just want to fucking go. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take your wife. I have no desire to do long romantic walks on the beach or text her all the time. I just want to fucking go. And my dick gets hard. That's what you need to say. Okay. Especially because what happens is, at the age of like 35, 40, 45, when you have those people, swingers in the lifestyle, there's a lot of single guys. And then most of the husbands don't have any problems sexually. But when you get into the age group I'm into now, which is 60s and 70s, there are physical things that come along sometimes for the woman. And we can understand that, but a lot of times the men, they can't come as often as they used to. They may be able to do it, but it's not going to be anything like it was before. And so if you're expecting them to pop four times at a party, unless they're like Roger, who's not in this age group, a little younger, but he has certain things that pop him off and make him go four times. Okay, that's still around and possible. But most of us are dealing with mates that it's a one-time thing. So you kind of have parties that as you get older, and it's just a reality. I'm trying to be real about this. The older, as you get older, you got to have more bluefish. You got to have more dicks at the party. That's yep. just the way it is. You know,
Being real, there's a lot of great advice here. There are also parties that welcome single men. And get out there, be social, and don't force your way in. Just look available and approachable.
Yeah, and be very social. Just be social. Not bossy.
People will figure out that you're not a threat. And
right.
and being real, I think, is just the absolute. That's just the most valuable advice you could give anybody, to just be real and be genuine. What you were saying about some difficulties people encounter, if he's never done any of this, getting busy at a party can be a lot.
Right.
If for your first time seeing it, either A, you were a natural born porn star and realize your life went by and you missed your calling, or that's a rare thing, or B, you're kind of like the rest of us and you're taking it all in. It's insanely overstimulating, and don't be apprehensive about telling a doctor you just need a little help. Like all the people that are in there just getting busy going to Pound Town, they're all using a small chemical enhancement. It's modern medicine, and it's fucking fantastic. Right. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Hell yeah.
No, I'm a big pharma fan.
Oh yeah. That one they got right.
Right. Well, and then so there's some guys that when the dick stops working or can barely work, they quit. Okay. They just quit and they're not even going to try. Then there's some that will take the medicine to try and get up. And even then, some of them have medical problems where even that becomes a thing. I am, again, the roller coaster person, right? Roger, you were talking about this. The log flume is still open. Okay, you can still.
My old Ron White joke. The roller coaster may be broke, but the log ride's always open.
Exactly. Okay, so you can still get toys, and you can still use your fingers, and you can still use your tongue. And you put the right music on and get my head in the right space. I don't care if that dick inserts or not, especially if you got a toy that when I scream for a dick, you just shove the toy in there. I'm fine. Okay. Would I like to have a real dick? Probably. Yeah, once during the night. night, but it's not become, I've adjusted. It's not become something I've just got to have a real dick and nothing else is going to do it. No, there's some damn fine toys out there, really fine toys out there. You know, have a party and you put all the toys in a bucket that are sanitized. Just put them in a bucket in the middle and let people use the toys whenever they want to use the toys, and have plenty of sanitizing wipes out there. You know, so just don't use the toy on the one woman and then stick it in the other woman. Okay, I'm a little weird, unless you've got coconut oil. Okay, back to the coconut oil, which is not going to screw up the toy and it's going to be a little antiseptic. I'm fine with their antibacterial. It is antibacterial. Okay, so that's, but there are ways, but back to, it's a very good question of how, because there's so many bluefish, how you do it, and you're going to have to use your wife. So we've been friends and we've talked about her in season one, Missy, and that Missy is a unicorn, and Missy has been a unicorn for a long time. And every once in a while, she gets a hold of some guy that says he's going to tie her down and that they're going to become a couple and she's not going to be a unicorn anymore. And we just laugh at that guy. Okay. Because give him, I don't know, the longest one lasted 4 months, 6 months, maybe that was it. And then something happened and she was on her own again. Okay. So Missy, I love you. If she's listening, that's fine. But Missy's the one that she will have these couples call up and say, it's our, she'll have the guy call up and say, it's my wife's fantasy to have, you know, it's my fantasy to have you come and play. She will insist, she, before she plays with them, she insists on meeting the wife. Because she wants to hear it from the wife's mouth that the wife is either okay with this or that the wife cannot play. And so she will meet them and do that. And she insists on it. And then she sniffs out a lot of these guys who are cheating.
Yeah.
You know, because the guy that's trying to cheat. And I mean, yeah, I understand why you want to cheat. Missy is gorgeous, you know. But she also, it has this, there's certain rules we live by. I know we're not supposed to say rules because we get to break them all the time.
It's ethics.
It's a code.
We live by a code, just like pirates.
Yeah, right. That's right.
It's the pirates' code, and the, you know, what goes on at the swing lifestyle party stays at the swing lifestyle party. Okay, that's the one, and the other one is that if the dude is there cheating, you know, that's not what we're here for. That's not it. I mean, there's one of my favorite bluefish. His wife was a judge, and she was like, I cannot do this. And so we went out to dinner with them and talked to them. She was very nice, very sweet. And she said, I just can't. I cannot risk my career. Now, if he wants to do it, he's got to do it, but he's got to promise to keep it on the down low. We got to keep it. So that's why when the doc did what he did, if the judge would have been at the party, if the judge's husband would have been at the party, and if the doc would have become friends with him, when the doc told his children that he was in the lifestyle, and it was a great thing, and everybody he knew was swingers and all that other stuff, he would have outed this guy and then therefore outed the judge. It's a domino effect. You know, it's a circle of trust. And how do you get into that circle of trust? It's a slow process. And it would be, you know, there are public parties, like Roger said, they'll be listed on SLS, will list the parties. Mm-hmm. SDC will list the parties. If you're over in Europe, go to one of the sex clubs. Meet a couple, okay? Because there is couples that are there. You know, now a lot of those guys, like I said, at Moon City on couples afternoon, there was some guys that would bring, we called them passport girls. They would get some girl off the street and say, you can have free drinks and sit in the jacuzzi and all this other stuff. Just come on into this place with me, because it was cheaper to come in as a couple than to come in as a single guy. And so,
oh, yeah,
right. So they have passport girls. What happens then, Moon City gets smart. And they see these passport girls sitting there. And if that guy brings a passport girl in and it's the same passport girl, and all she does is the whole time that she's there, sit at the bar and drink, that guy will not be allowed in Moon City again. on Couples Day. He can come on Saturday night when all the crazy single guys are there. Okay. But he cannot come during the Couples Day on Wednesdays. So they're pretty smart about the way that they do it.
It's not their first rodeo.
I tell you, we probably should have talked about this offline, but I'm going to pitch it. I'm appreciative that this person kind of reached out, even the path they took to get to us.
It's fine.
I think each of us should, if we put ourselves in this guy's shoes, if you're in his shoes, how would you write that profile and what would it look like? And I think we should do that and bring it to an episode.
Yeah. What would you write in a profile to be noticed? If you were, especially if you were a single male. Now that's going to be a little harder for us, but I can tell you from a woman's perspective what I would look for.
Yeah.
Well, I can just tell you the profile has got to be honest.
A seasoned participant.
Right.
We're talking so much about this honesty thing. Let's clear this up. You don't have to tell us your name, though. You can be honest about who you are as a human being and what you're interested in and all that stuff, but you don't have to out yourself. I mean, you know, when you're having recreational sex, you could be James Bond.
It's not going to say my name's Roger because that doesn't effing matter.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you make up some name, okay? And so Mandingo makes up his name and he's Mandingo, right? So Mandingo goes to do a profile. The first thing that you've got to say, well, you have to say something like, I'm not here to go antique shopping with your wife or do long walks on the beach or get texts in the middle of the day to make her feel pretty. Okay. That's not what I'm here for. I need you to tell me, and this is the marketing that I wanted Theo to say last year when we were talking about in season one. I want you to tell me that you're going to rock my world. I want you to tell me that you're good and that you're learning. Okay, you're new at this, you're learning, you're going to listen, and you're going to follow the rules that the couple have regardless of what they are.
Yeah.
So, right? So just say something like that because I'm trying to think about why we're bluefishes fail. And the bluefish fails when they try to sneak in and do this whole romantic crap and do this whole, let's steal a woman away from the guy or you need to be my girlfriend or blah, 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 all that other stuff. I don't care. I don't care what you like to eat. I don't care what you like to watch on TV. I don't care what your favorite color is, dude. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't care if your dick is big or small. What I
do your job.
You're going to do your job and you're going to listen to the female and that you are going to learn how to give you the experience that you desire. You put that in a profile. I'm so contacting you. Mm-hmm. Or I'm letting you into a party at least, right? If you sign up for a party and they will charge you a little bit extra. If it's one of the charging parties, the place that I went to, I remember I talked about the Halloween party place that I went to that had all weekend long. You had to pay for the hotel and then you basically had to pay for the party on Saturday night. They will charge the single males more than the couples because it is a deterrent. So you're not going to get some bum off the street who signs up and says, I'm here to fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
And so somebody could afford the ticket. What's yours going to say, Barbie? What are you going to have? What would you be surprised by?
Well, first of all, don't put a dick pic. Don't do it. I know that we're talking about sex and that's, ultimately our goal, but don't just put a dick pic on there and think that that's going to impress at least me. It's not going to be impressive to me because I've seen a lot of them. And it has nothing to do with size or shape. It has everything to do with how you use it. So I think I would just, if you were honestly just trying to get in it, man, and put something in a profile that would catch your attention, you better be well written, spelling errors, You got to put some, like, fill out the profile. Don't just put an X or just leave half of it empty because you just think people are going to come and find you. Put some effort into it.
Roger, ask AI. That's your assignment. Ask AI and see what is AI right for a single male getting into the lifestyle profile, right? Let's ask
AI.
We
can pull that up right now.
Yeah, I have it. I have it.
Because we only got like 5 minutes left, so we're going to end up having to close anyway. But I say the next time.
Let's see what the chat says.
See what the chat says. And write some stuff in there and then see how they vamp it up. Okay.
Yeah.
And see
I'm going to write this, and it'll take me a minute because, like you said, the well-written, and it's got to flow, and it's got to make sense, and not jump all over the place. I'm gonna get it where I think, and then I'll get a ChatGPT. I may have to search for a few profiles because to not make this about AI. AI is weird. In the way, like, I could ask it and it'll give me something, but if I search and found, you know, 8 or 10 what I thought were good, well written profiles, and I threw them up there, and I said, you know, write maybe me a profile like that'll stand out the most, then you'll get like an amazing outcome. So I'll play with it.
I want to know if AI is going to figure out what it is that a woman wants. That's I'm really trying to that'll be interesting to figure it out.
I say it's too early. There's no way the tech's that good yet,
but it'll be fun to take a look at.
We'll get there though.
It will get there. You're right, because remember, it's just doing a big search of all the internet, you know.
I mean, how
everything
complicated
that's ever been
women
out.
Well, I mean, what a woman wants, how complicated could that be?
How complicated.
Come on, Steve, where were you on that?
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot dick.
Touch it with Detroit Dan's dick.
That's right.
No shit.
Yeah, that's a good place to stop.
So I'm going to remind all the flies on the wall that look, if we're saying something about past episodes and you want to look at those past episodes, you can go to, you know, wherever you found the podcast, you know, Apple Podcasts or Amazon or YouTube has now got the podcast. Or the best place to go is to the website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. And yes, you have to spell it right. Beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Get to that website. On that website are all of our past episodes. Okay, so that if you want to search to find the Dick Dippers episode that matches that awesome commercial that talks about the first time that we explain where Dick Dippers is, you'll find it on that website. If you want to find the Slickums one where we talk about coconut oil for the first time on toys and things like that, you can find that on that website. Where you can also find on the website is Barbie's email. It's going to be up there, I promise. Roger's email to contact him, and mine to contact us. And then also any of the episodes, this episode, if you go to this episode on the on the website, you can comment on this on this episode, and we will read those comments and we will listen to you and we will incorporate it into the next episodes. That's really, I love it that I'm getting the feedback from people who are going, hey, so-and-so listens to it and they know that I do your nails, or so-and-so listens to it and they know that I'm the masseuse. Okay. That's great. Okay. And I love it. That's word of mouth, and that's great, but really it's easy. Just go to the website, beyondmonogamypodcast.com, and leave a comment. And then we'll pull your question up and have the discussion. Or if you want us to talk more about something, or you want us to describe, because last time we described how to suck a dick, maybe it's how to eat pussy. Okay. Maybe it's how to eat chocolate cake out of an asshole.
Woo! Woo! Yeah.
It's been promised,
come on,
right?
It's been promised.
Funny
all
tidbit.
Right.
And it's also a place to tip Mandingo, who is the producer, who so far is doing this for free. He's wonderful. And I'd love to get him just a little bit of cash for his efforts. That'd be great. So until next time, I want you guys to realize that love to have you listen to these episodes, and we want you to come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.